If you want to accomplish great things in life and speed up your journey to success, you have to be willing to accelerate your failures. You've probably heard the saying, fail forward faster. Well, it's true. Whether you fear it or not, failure will come. The beauty is that with failure, you can gain clarity, and with clarity comes conviction and pig-headed determination. You see, one of the underlying factors in your success and what separates high achievers from people who always seem to struggle is how they respond to setbacks, costly mistakes, and failure. Some people get angry when they fail. Others, unwilling to accept responsibility, look for scapegoats. And some people, stubborn people, ignore their negative results and continue to repeat their unsuccessful actions. Successful people view setbacks as temporary and something they can learn from. And if they think their ideas have even half a chance, they give it a shot. And if it works, great. If it doesn't work, they learn from the experience and move on. That's what we call making friends with failure. When you think about it, accepting responsibility for the actions that contributed to your failure is really the only solution. It's not easy, but when you accept and learn from your disappointments, your perceived failure can become a catalyst for dramatic reinvention and change. Most people think that accepting failure means to spend time justifying what could have or would have happened, but that's not true. You can waste days, weeks, months, or even years trying to figure out what went wrong. Instead of beating yourself up when you make a mistake or suffer a setback, remind yourself that you are not a failure and that you just failed at a particular thing. Accepting your failure means letting go of the past and giving up the hope that the past could have been different, not holding on to some false idea in your head or wishing the past could have been any other way than it actually was. When you get this, you'll be able to let it go and move on. And fear of failure is simply being afraid of being humiliated in front of other people. Humiliation is what happens when your fear of failure is mixed with pride. The prouder you are, the more failure stings. Remember, failure is good. It's rocket fuel for your dreams and ambitions. Everything we learn about life, we learn from falling on our faces and then having the strength and tenacity to get back up and carry on. The whole conquering the fear of failure process starts by taking massive action in the direction of your goals. Whether you fail forward or fail backward or quit altogether is entirely up to you. If you have any questions or comments, please post them on our fan page at facebook.com/liveloud365. And remember, you learn by doing. You get better with practice.